The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That is greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we're talking about natural cures for headaches. It is so oftentimes that patients will come into our office and present with a headache, and 16% of people will suffer with some sort of chronic or low-level headache throughout their life. And so I think for a lot of people who I typically see, I realize that they feel as if there's no other option. It's just something that they'll live with. They've tried all of the things, and those things might be from standard over-the-counter, like Tylenol, ibuprofen. It could be icy hot heat, massages, or there are some patients who have even gone to the lengths of getting Botox in the base of their skull for these headaches. And so there are natural ways. I will say I've been in practice now for a decade and a half. So using my knowledge, but in terms of clinical expertise, being able to actually see patients have their life restored to be able to function and heal the way that they desire. That's always one of the most important things that we can offer at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and we've been able to see that. So we're going to dive down into natural cures for headaches, but before that, we've got some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, brain and memory are boosted by eating one particular diet, study finds. So certain foods were shown to strengthen cognitive health through changes in the gut. And if you could guess it, what diet it is the Mediterranean diet. So the Mediterranean diet has continuously shown benefits for overall health. Researchers at Tulane University School of Medicine in New Orleans, recently discovered that the diet is linked to improving memory through balanced bacteria in the gut. In a study, which was published in journal Gut Microbes, reported rats were fed a Mediterranean-style diet over a 14-week period. This includes food rich in olive oil, fish, and fiber. And just a reminder, this is not Metamucil fiber. This is like real fiber from vegetables. Compared to those who ate a Western diet high in saturated fat, the rats had consumed the Mediterranean diet showed increase in four types of beneficial gut bacteria and decreases in five others. The rats were then tasked by maneuvering a series of mazes that tested their memory. Those that were on the Mediterranean diet exhibit improved performance in the maze challenges. The study, the researchers deduced that individuals who followed the Mediterranean diet developed different gut bacteria patterns compared to those who followed a typical Western diet, and that those gut changes were associated with memory and learning. They said, "Our results suggest that there may be a relationship between diet, modulated microbiota, peripheral immune system function, and cognitive function, the research concluded. Obviously, additional studies are needed to determine the causality between diet-modulated gut microbiota, immune function, and cognitive function, and to explore additional brain mechanisms. I think this very much goes to show how important gut bacteria is in terms of brain and cognition. I think it's very much overlooked, especially with brain fog. What does the gut really look like? So Corey Migrant, a California-based registered dietitian nutritionalist at Well Theory, was not involved, but shared her reactions. As a dietitian, I'm thrilled to see more evidence highlighting the Mediterranean diet's incredible power, not just for heart health, but also for brain health, she told. This study reinforced how the food we choose can profoundly impact our gut microbiome and, in turn, our cognitive performance. Gut health is considered foundational to overall well-being, as it influences everything from immunity to mental health. So the Mediterranean diet is a fantastic option for supporting this vital system. Rich in vibrant, flavorful foods, it can easily be woven into the daily life with simple adjustments. The Western diet, i.e. the things that we typically eat in our standard American diet, the Western diet reduced gut bacteria diversity and overall growth of bacterial species in similar to what we observe in Alzheimer's patients. The expert noted that adhering to the Mediterranean diet improves scholastic and work performance. So the Mediterranean diet has been associated with a 50% lower risk of cognitive decline and dementia, and promotes higher global intelligence, memory function, and executive function across the lifespan. So how do you adopt to and adopt more of a Mediterranean diet? So how do you adopt to a more Mediterranean diet? Number one, their recommendation is swap butter for olive oil. I will say we do eat butter. Olive oil is a really great one in either regard, making sure that they're clean. It's not a butter margarine mix. It's a very clean olive oil. So number one, swap butter for olive oil. Number two, add an extra serving of veggies to a meal. So for some people, that's adding an extra serving. An extra serving of vegetables would have to mean that there is a serving of vegetables that is present. So for some of you, it's adding an extra serving of vegetables. For other of you, it's adding vegetables to begin with. Having vegetables every single meal is vital. Another one is experiment with more plant-based proteins. Now, when they say plant-based proteins, they're not talking about soy-based, artificially modified or genetically modified meats. They're not talking about that. So for example, they're not talking about an Impossible Burger. What they're talking about is adding chickpeas or lentils to your meals. Another one is enjoy fish a couple times a week. Snack on nuts or fresh fruit instead of ultra processed food. So that's instead of potato chips, you can move towards fruits, vegetables, nuts. They said it's really about celebrating real whole foods while keeping things flexible and enjoyable. So in the future, they're going to work on doing more research about nutrition and the gut microbiome. I think it's very interesting because it literally goes to show what you eat has a direct mental change. It has a status on your gut microbiomes. There's so much to be said about the GI tract and mental health and wellness. And so oftentimes, because it's harder to say, hey, it's easier to take this pill than it is to make nutritional changes or make real and effective long-term changes. But in terms of not everything needs to come with a pill, potion, or lotion, right? There's an aspect when you can actually start making the decision to use clean oils, right? There's no seed oils in this Mediterranean diet. They eat tons of fruits and vegetables. It's vibrant. It's full of fish and nuts and fruits and vegetables. And that's the way we should be eating anyways. Those are the foods, the not ultra processed foods, which are going to help thrive our gut bacteria, which in turn changes not only our mental health, our brain fog, how the nutrients that we digest and assimilate. So overall, it's incredibly healthy. But that's just one simple thing to be able to change that. The Mediterranean diet has been associated with a 50% lower risk of cognitive decline and dementia. So when we come back, what are the different types of headaches? But most importantly, what you can start doing naturally to get rid of them today.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
I was down, but now I'm up. Let's go.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we are talking natural cures for headaches. So about 1 in 6 people will experience a headache throughout their life, which equates to about 16%. And I will say more candidly than not, usually when people come into the office for some sort of ailment, an ache or pain, it may be a primary, it might be a secondary or tertiary, but so often I will find someone who just has been overwhelmed and plagued with this headache. And sometimes they're big headaches, like migraine headaches. Other times, there are smaller headaches where it's a low-level, low-grade headache. I had a patient just the other day who I was chatting with, and he had originally come in for sciatic pain, so pain in the lower back, and it radiated all the way down his leg. And so what I had found was that when we had gone through a progress evaluation, I said, hey, how are you feeling? How's your sciatic? How's the numbness? He goes, you know, all of that is progressing. I know it'll be a slow process because he had had it for 20 years. He said, do you know I had an underlying low-level headache for the last several months? And I never really put anything about it. He said, but I finally realized now that it's gone how bad it truly was. And so what I have seen very often in the office is that there are numerous causes of headaches, but because we in general as a society have so many headaches, we've normalized them, right? Because it could be caused from lack of sleep, poor sleep. It could be from stress, improper posture. And it could be eye strain, hormonal imbalance, nutritional deficiencies, blood sugar, poor diet, allergies, alcohol, drug, dehydration. So it can come from all different aspects and why it's there. But I think the one that I hear of the most in my office is it's just where I carry my, you know, I carry my stress in my neck and it causes tension in my head and my neck. And so, you know, one of the first things that we really need to look at is chiropractic care. You know, chiropractic care and headaches together are phenomenal. That is one thing I always wonder, do I like treating headaches so much in my office because we're so successful, or are we so successful, that's why I like it? I'm not really sure, but what's awesome is that we have not, I wouldn't say 100% success rate with them, but virtually a 99% success rate. And that doesn't always mean that those headaches go away forever, but where they're more manageable, we have the opportunity and ability to then continue to keep leading and living our lives appropriately. So when we talk about chiropractic, one of the things that I think is so important is what we do in the office as chiropractic is very different than the normal pain-based chiropractic because we look at structural correction. We actually look at neuromuscular reeducation. And so it's really standard, less than what 10% of chiropractors do nationwide because of the fact that it works so specifically. So you can graduate and be a chiropractor, and that's wonderful. Or you can get an advanced certification following graduation. And so here's a really great example. When you should have this nice normal curvature in your neck going forwards, right? So if you were to take your hand, put the palm of it that's facing towards you, and then make your hand into a C, that is a normal curvature you should have. Now, oftentimes what happens is individuals will lose that curvature, or they'll have forward head posture, right? You see kind of that poor posture where they tell you sit up straight, that loss of curvature. And so if you look at kind of the palm of your hand, when you have that C shape, you see how nice and squishy that is. When you flatten out your hand, you can feel how taut the skin is now. And that is similar to when we're talking about the spinal cord itself. That spinal cord itself, when you flatten it, causes stress and tension. I'll ask people this in the office, and oftentimes they'll think it's a trick question, which it is not. It is not a trick question. But if I compress nerves in your lower back, guess what that's going to cause? Lower back pain. If I compress the nerves in your neck, guess what that's going to cause? Neck pain. If I compress the nerves at the base of the skull that go back up into the head, guess what that causes? And so time and time again, if no one's actually addressing the damage on the nerves, or you drink water, we check out our vision and all these other things. Chiropractic, more specifically corrective chiropractic care, has been phenomenal for naturally healing migraine headaches. Studies have conducted studies that have shown that people that experience migraine headaches experience 90% fewer migraine attacks, and close to 50% of individuals experience weakening in intensity of migraine headaches. And that is put up against other sort of therapies. So here's a really good study. Chiropractic adjustments remove stress from the body. So researchers have concluded that chiropractic care significantly benefits individuals with tension and migraine headaches. So a review of 729 patients, 613 of whom received chiropractic adjustment, showed that this form of therapy is a better mode of treatment than the use of ice, stretching, and medication. So as a whole, research supports the use of chiropractic care as a better treatment option at a minimum when comparing things to nothing at all. And so that's one more specifically where, when we want to pay attention to address what we do differently in our office, where I feel like oftentimes people will come to me and say, I tried chiropractic and it didn't work. Ordinary medicine and chiropractic have failed me. I just don't know what else to do. And they'll have trust and come into the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. And honestly, one of the things that we look at and evaluate with headaches or migraines in general is upper cervical instability. It is something that is wildly missed. And even for individuals that often take x-rays, this is not a view that they'll look at. And so we do an A to P open mouth. So it looks very specifically this view at the dens in the lateral masses. There's an inner space. It's considered the ADI. In that inner space, if it's larger on one side than the other, it could be a sign of ligament damage. Now, most people know a little bit more about ligament damage because of lower extremities, like knees, for example, ACL, MCL, PCL. Say ACL, for example, anterior cruciate ligament. The definition of ligament is it detaches bone to bone. And so what happens is it could be something you remember, right? Like a big trauma, a fall, a car accident, or it could be something where, like for me, I have it on the left-hand side. I played soccer. I also was hit by a drunk driver when I was in chiropractic school. And so somewhere along the lines, you know, having someone kick a soccer ball at my head full speed and doing header practice over and over and over again, which I learned recently they don't do anymore. But that makes sense, is that you have this like trauma that's coming in. Well, when you have that instability, that bone shifts easier. So just a simple turn of the head can cause that bone to shift, causing compression on the base of the brainstem. The base of the brainstem are the nerves that go back up into the head, which oftentimes where we find different adjusting. So not the rotary adjusting, but more manual, so meaning with hands. And tractional adjustments have a huge impact. Very specific adjustments that work with and addressing that upper cervical instability, as well as small strengthening exercises that we can do to help stabilize the spine so that those bones don't continue to keep having shifting out of alignment. And so that's what makes it very different than some of the average pain-based chiropractic that you have likely seen, is that if you're not addressing those underlying, and most doctors, most chiropractors don't even know to look for it. But in my clinical experience, if we take that as well as some additional stress films, I will probably about 98% of the time find that ligamentous instability. And so if you or someone you know or love has had those migraine headaches that they're not able to get down to the root cause of, I think that's something that's really important, is if they have not had their ALIR ligament instability evaluated, that's one that we do at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Now, that being said, we have a really great testimony from a patient, Mark. Mark has seen a remarkable change in his migraine headaches, so I'd love to share his story with you. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Great.
So I wanted to say thank you in advance for being able to share with everyone who's listening your testimony and the changes in which you've seen in the office. So if you just want to share with everyone a little bit about what was going on with you before you started in the office.
Yes, I'm a migraine patient, and I've had migraines all my life, but they got a lot worse probably during college when I was in my early 20s. And that's when I really started seeing a lot more doctors, you know, my primary care physician, and then I was referred to a neurologist.
Right. And so can you go through some of the things that you had tried previously with your primary care physician and your neurologist?
Sure. At least for me in my treatment situation, it seemed more like trial and error, like let's try this prescription and see how it does or how you react to it. And let's try kind of a mixture of prescriptions. So I tried anti-seizure medicine. I tried antidepressants. I tried calcium channel blockers. I tried, you know, a whole host of daily medication. And, you know, nothing seemed to really, I mean, I think they helped in some regard, but it's still, like, I still was exhausted all the time. I still kind of felt like I got rebound headaches. So I didn't really know if the medicine was really working or if I was just having one long headache day after day.
Right. And no one really enjoys those headaches because it affects your daily function. So now that you've been a patient at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, what are some of the changes in which you've seen?
You know, I definitely have noticed a change in, you know, I used to have a migraine, you know, pretty much every other day or have some sort of head or neck pressure. For one thing, I'm off my daily medication, which is a big craze. And then I've also noticed that, you know, I'm not having that pain as I had in the past. I'm not, you know, struggling with pain so bad that I have to, you know, take a day off work or something like that. And I've also noticed, you know, changes, you know, in other areas, whether it be just my overall health. At the office, and you stress the importance of, you know, it's more of a holistic approach to health, not just, you know, getting your back in the right alignment, but it's, are we putting the right things into our body?
Mm-hmm. So what is that like now, knowing that you can go throughout the week medication-free, headache-free? What's that like for your life overall, being that you're still so young?
Well, I mean, it's freeing. It's like, I can do my job, know, the way I'm supposed to do it, you know, not having to be stressed out all the time because, or putting my hand on my head, like, oh my gosh, my head is killing me. How am I going to get through this day? To also, it frees me up to enjoy life, you know, enjoy time with my friends and family. And I'm sure I'm less irritable now that I don't have headaches all the time. So I'm sure people enjoy being around me more now than in the past.
Yeah, I always think you come into the office with a really nice smile, so I always enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
Let me ask you one last thing then, because I know that you had some trepidation about you've gone to the neurologist and still hadn't gotten rid of them. You'd tried all of these different methods. What would you suggest to someone who has also tried almost everything that they could for their migraines and still hadn't seen any results?
I would definitely suggest they try Greenwood Family Chiropractic. You know, first of all, Dr. Leanne, you're very knowledgeable in what you're talking about, and, you know, that definitely sets you apart. And secondly, I feel like my treatment plan is very individualized. It's not, you know, just a, you know, get on the adjustment table and, you know, do the same kind of adjustment. You know, it's based upon, you know, my x-rays. It's based upon my overall, you know, care plan. And I really like that, you know, Greenwood Family Chiropractic is, it's much more of a holistic approach. It's not just one size fits all or, you know, cracking your back, so to speak. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in and being able to share. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So if you want to know more about how to have your ALR ligaments looked at and see if that is the root cause of the problem, if you really just want to get down to the root cause of your headaches and migraines, that is absolutely something that we can evaluate. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Now, when we return, forward head posture as well as sulfates are huge triggers for migraines. We'll talk about what they mean next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can reach out greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we're talking about natural cures for headaches. So oftentimes people will come into the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic and they'll say, you know, I get headaches, but I know why I get them, right? I get them because I'm stressed, or I get my headaches around my hormone change times of my cycle. But I think the question that always comes after, from me at least, is, then how come not everyone who's stressed has headaches? And how come not everyone who goes through a normal menstrual cycle will have those same headaches? And typically it just means that there's something else underlying that's going on. And so inevitably our whole reason and why we do what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is to get down to the root cause of the problem. I more recently had a CPA who came in and was like, yep, I'm just right in here. I've got this neck tension, and oftentimes it'll cause more of this headache. And because it had been going on for so long, we obviously did a deeper dive. We were able to take x-rays to see what was going on. And so not only was there that loss of curvature, one of the things that accompanied it also was this forward head posture. And so this patient had this forward head posture. When you talk about pressure at the base of the brainstem, when you have this forward head posture, it puts tons of stress and pressure on the base of the brainstem. Those are the nerves inevitably that go back up into your head. But as well, one of those things with forward head posture, it causes quite a bit of pull on the base of the brainstem from the trapezius. So your trapezius muscle originates at the base of the brainstem and attaches throughout behind the shoulders and all the way down to like mid thoracic, so mid back level. So when we had taken these x-rays, I had found that this individual, instead of having ear over the shoulder, had about 50 millimeters of forward head posture. So really anything over than 10 is really where you start to see quite a bit of problems. For every inch forward your head falls, it adds 10 more metric pounds of pressure to the spine. And so if you're getting adjusted, but you're not addressing that forward head posture, and you could try to sit up straight, but oftentimes it just pulls the shoulders back, or you kind of retract to the scapula along the bra strap or mid-back line. But if you still have that forward head posture, it's just a matter of time before those shoulders roll forward. And then there's that stress and pressure again. And so, again, when we speak about what we do at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is what less than 10% of chiropractors worldwide do in terms of actually restoring. So we look at measurable change of restoring that forward head posture. So I can't take away the job that you're maybe a dental assistant or you're in dentistry, and so you're hunched over. You're not going to stop doing tattoos if that's what your career is. You're not going to stop being a CPA or an accountant. But the problem is then when you have these small repetitive micro traumas, your spine's like a wire hanger. So when you lose that curvature, you've got that forward head posture. If someone's not actively working on restoring that curvature, that's where the average person feels like they maybe saw a little bit of relief or did not see resolve with standard chiropractic, is because they're not really getting down to the root cause of the problem. And so always first and foremost, looking at structure function is one of the most important things. We are a structure function chiropractor at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. It's very much different than the pain-based rotary adjustments that you get. Still manual, but actually looking at correcting the root cause of the problem. Now, let's talk about some other outside of structure function things that you or someone that you know who's having headaches can do in order to work on naturally reducing or natural cures for those headaches. I will tell you that what's very interesting from a supplement standpoint, and my first go-to always is going to be naturally occurring. Can we get this from food? And sometimes we just need a little bit more. One of the things that I will say are B vitamins. So B vitamins, if you are going to take them in supplement form, you need to ensure that they are methylated and they are not synthetic. How you would go about this is looking to see the easiest, in my opinion, is looking at cyanocobalamin. That's B12. Cobalamin alone is B12. It cannot stand alone. Cyanocobalamin is a derivative of cyanide that they tag on there. It's processed with aluminum, so that cyanocobalamin is synthetic. Versus when you look at methylcobalamin, it's already broken down, it's methylated, and allows for your body to more readily absorb that B12. Now, here's what's kind of interesting. I often hear of people say, I can't drink wine, it gives me headaches. And we say it's because of the sulfates, but what I know more so is that there's often or can be more sulfates in white than red, although red will often cause more headaches than white in the average person. Sulfites themselves and why sulfites are typically problematic is they're used as a food preservative typically. So they'll use it sometimes in like shrimp or lobster. The design is to lessen bacteria growth in wine. For lobster, it's to maintain the color. Though that being said, sulfites themselves will often reduce serotonin. And so when we reduce serotonin, what's interesting about B vitamins is that B vitamins help create serotonin. So it's just an aspect when we look at sulfites. You can very much find sulfite-free wine now. It's very common as opposed to, you know, two decades ago. But that being said, if you're someone who likes wine. Now, from a preservative standpoint, people who are often triggered from headaches are for nitrites and sulfites, nitrites and nitrates and sulfites. Nitrites and nitrates, when we look at their food preservatives as well. Nitrites and nitrates, I will see nitrites and nitrates often in meat. So foods like hot dogs, deli meats, bacon, sausage, they're nitrites. They are sometimes for like smoked meats, but they're designed to maintain the like meat coloration. So you can actually go to the grocery store and find lunch meats or hot dogs or bacon and sausage that are nitrite and nitrate free. Now the color might look a little bit different, tastes pretty much the same. Though that being said, it's just an easy shift. For example, I got hot dogs for my kids just the other day, and they are Whole30, which hot dogs, what was the Sinclair book that they talked about, like ears falling off and floor grinders and body parts, and like that's how they made hot dogs before. Now it's Whole30, and Whole30 is where there's no additives, there's no preservatives, there's no sugar. It's nitrite and nitrate free. It's grass-fed beef. It's truly how you would think a hot dog could and should be made. And so that aspect, and they're nitrite free, and the kids don't really notice much of a difference. And honestly, the price point was not exponentially higher. You know, it is going to be a little bit, but from a health standpoint, but it is just in a lot of processed foods. So pay attention when you have, you know, maybe you have a migraine after a pizza and it's from the pepperoni that's in there because the pepperoni has nitrites. So oftentimes staying away from those preservatives are very, because of the fact that they're so triggering for people. Now, that being said, again, I think B vitamins are a very important one. Really, the two supplements I would say for the average person to look into if they're having headaches are a methylated B complex. So all of the B vitamins. And then the other aspect is magnesium. So when we look at B vitamins, I think we've really loved B12, B12 for energy, B12 for this, but there's tons of different B vitamins. So typically the average B complex will have 8 water soluble sources. So you're looking at like B6, B12, B3, B2 biotin, B9, which is methylated folate. Now here's the thing to know about B vitamins and why we take them every single day. B vitamins are water soluble vitamins. So what that means is that anything extra is just excreted in the urine. Now, sometimes people think that this means you have really expensive urine because they might see their urine change color when they take B vitamins. But because B vitamins are water soluble, your body will utilize whatever it needs and then it gets rid of the rest, which is one of the reasons why our methylated B complex at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic has a delayed release capsule. The design is to delay the release so your body can slowly utilize that a little bit more over time. Now, here's some of the benefits of consuming a B complex. So when you're looking at vitamin B2, for example, vitamin B2 has been shown to limit migraine frequency and duration. Vitamin B3 helps support blood flow, which eases blood vessel tension and relieves vascular headaches. So they looked at 60 individuals participated in a study that assessed their psychological strain, anxiety, work demand, personality, and mood in an environment of chronic work stress. What they found, the study lasted 3 months, in which some participants actually did see quite a bit of relief in terms of concentrations of B vitamins. So yes, I think we talk about it a lot for energy and all those things, but something as simple as increasing B vitamins to help work with the serotonin levels, which can also have an effect on your brain. So it all kind of comes full circle. The other one that I'll talk about in terms of supplementation for migraine headaches is magnesium. So we talk about magnesium all the time. Stress depletes magnesium. Lack of intake from diet affects magnesium. It is needed in 300 different enzymatic reactions, which means that 300 cell cycles are going to pull and utilize this magnesium. That's also why magnesium baths often feel so good, is because that transdermal, it's allowed to absorb a bit as well. And so it's just very relaxing for the muscles. So magnesium aids in preventing chemicals that transmit pain in the brain from firing, and it supports platelet function. So magnesium improves the body's healing process and can inhibit the cortical spreading of depression. So currents of brainwave signaling produces both sensory and visible changes evident during a headache and migraine. So I think that the average person might be taking magnesium, but likely not taking enough. And so often 200 to 400 is what will be recommended. Though that being said, you could do anywhere from 500 to 1,000 typically. My favorite type of magnesium is through Prime IV Hydration and Wellness because I have the opportunity to get it directly into my veins. My system's able to utilize it. And those evenings, I feel the best. I have less aches and pains, and I sleep the absolute soundest. So I'm always very appreciative of Prime IV Greenwood. Now, that being said, when we look at that magnesium, magnesium itself is just wonderful for muscles. So when you have that forward head posture, that stress, the rolled shoulders, it might help relax the muscles. But again, if you're not actively trying to restore that curvature, that's why the muscles, problematically, are just compensating for the underlying structural damage. Another aspect of what I recommend to my patients is that I will I'll ask them always how much water they drink. And I know and I understand in the office that when you're like, oh, I have this ailment, I have this ache, I have this pain, and the first thing that I ask you is, how much water you drink? You're like, ugh, that question again. And it is very important. I gave an analogy more recently about hydration. And they're like, you always ask me that. And I say, yeah, of course I always ask you that. Because you have to think, water is needed for cellular function, for muscles. And so the average person might say, you know, I have a cup of coffee in the morning and then I only drink water through the rest of the day. But the problem is that they are only drinking water, but they're not drinking enough water. Not only do you have to drink enough water, which for the average person is about half of their body weight in ounces of water each day. The secondary aspect is I will always utilize a form of hydration in terms of electrolytes. So I used to tell people way back in the day, like, you don't need electrolytes unless you're running marathons. And what I realize is the average person, if they're consuming 100 to 120 ounces a day, they're not running marathons, but there's a sodium potassium gradient in the cells in order to work with hydration. And what really opened my eyes about this is I had a patient who came in. And I know that she was compliant, 100%. I know she was compliant. And she, her lab work that she brought in said, you're dehydrated. And I was like, you're dehydrated. And she goes, I promise you I'm not. And so we started adding in. I personally add in Element, LMNT, helps with natural hydration. It has sodium, potassium, and magnesium. Those are all part of the sodium potassium gradient. Think about this. Here's one that most people, the average person, gets. When you talk about how you need potassium, potassium is important for hydration. Say you were to get a calf cramp or a leg cramp that hurts really bad. What do they always tell you? Eat a what? A banana. Why? Because a banana is high in potassium, and potassium helps with hydration so that muscles don't spasm. Those are because you're dehydrated, right? So I think paying attention to one, not only your drinking, but supporting different ones. And that could be Element. We have some in the office if you ever want to try. You don't have to be a patient. You could just walk right in. Or it could be one where you have some Himalayan sea salt. So you can sprinkle in some sea salt. I had a patient who was having terrible muscle cramps. And she was like, is this normal? I said, no. I said, do this. Drink 100 ounces of water and take a salt, like a sea salt shot. And she goes, I hate salt. And I said, I understand. You'd chase it with something else, but just like down and see how you do. And she said, oh my goodness. A week or two went by. I followed up with her and she said, I feel wonderful. And you're like, yep. And she goes, well, how long do I have to do this for? And I said, how long do you not want to have calf cramps for? And she goes, I hate salt. And I said, but you hate calf cramps. So which one do you hate the least? Sodium, potassium gradient. It's so important. I feel like the average person is missing that so much. You can always use essential oils too. So that's another aspect. Now, all of this being said, you know, there's still a reason why you're having headaches. And that's my job. That's my goal at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, is figuring out, why are these headaches happening? They're not common. They're not normal. I mean, they might be common and normal for that person, but in the average person, any sort of headaches are not common. It's not normal. Though that being said, so corrective chiropractic care is one that's so incredibly important. Number two, drinking water, taking your vitamins, getting adjusted, addressing that forward head posture. The other one too is you can always use peppermint or lavender oil. So these are, again, very safe, very effective. I have found with more of my patients with very severe they can utilize that. You could do it as more of like a rub at the base. You can do it where you inhale it. You could just rub it. Peppermint oil has a cooling and long, like a longer lasting effect. So it's been shown to help alleviate headaches by inhibiting the muscle, the smooth muscle contraction, and increasing blood flow, right? So peppermint oil is a really good one. Lavender is more relaxing. And so the thought is that when, if you're having a headache because you're really stressed, then one of the things that you can do is that lavender, you can, I would say the peppermint oil, dilute it because it is a hot oil. So that's one that you could put a couple drops in your hand, olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, but you mix it in and you can massage it in. So that's another aspect. Herbs, feverfew and butterbur are two very great herbs. You can always reach out to some local individuals. But then too, stretching and breathing. If it is indeed from stress. Oh, the other one too, I want to talk about this real quick. We talk about water. One of the things that works really great is caffeine. This is a good, like coffee when I say caffeine. So caffeine itself causes vasoconstriction. So one of the reasons why a cup of coffee or a lot of the over-the-counter migraine or headache always have caffeine in it is because caffeine is a vasoconstrictor. So what that does to the brain, there was a study that was published in 2009, human brain mapping. And what they found is that caffeine used to reduce cerebral blood flow by an average of 27%. So what that means is while caffeine can improve mental energy, it can actually reduce the total amount of blood to the brain, which could potentially result in reduced cognitive function, which from a little bit, I mean, they're talking 950 was considered a high level of caffeine. So everything in moderation, but that's one where drinking water and having a cup of coffee, like a solid cup of coffee, would work. Taking magnesium and B vitamins, obviously getting adjusted, paying attention to the foods to see if they're triggers. There's always reasons why. So that's where, if you want to learn more about what we can do to help you with your headaches or a loved one, give us a call. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Look forward to next week. Thanks for tuning in, and always remember that your power is on.